This is Avishai Magensi, and we begin our study of Masechet Midot. Masechet Midot discusses the way the second Beit HaMikdash was built, and Rambam, in his introduction to the Mishnah, explains that the reason we need this is so that we will be able to build the third Beit HaMikdash. Although there will be differences between the third Beit HaMikdash and the second Beit HaMikdash, Rambam explains that the proportions and structure are more or less the same. It's interesting to note that this is obviously Rambam's opinion, but many people are familiar with Rashi's opinion in Masechet Sukkah Daf Mem Alef, who says that the Beit HaMikdash will come down from the sky. It is interesting also that there are many commentators who explain that even according to Rashi, the Beit HaMikdash will be built by us, and what he means by the Beit HaMikdash coming down from the sky is that the spiritual aspect will come to enter what we build with our own hands. The first Mishnah begins, Bishlosha mekomot ha-kohanim shomrim b'Beit HaMikdash. The Kohanim guarded in three places in the Beit HaMikdash. B'Beit HaTinas, u'Beit HaNitzotz, u'Beit HaMoked. These are three places that will be elaborated upon later on in the Masechet. V'Halvim b'21 mekom. The Levim guarded in 21 places. Chamisha al chamisha sha'arei har habayit, five guarded at the five entrances to the har habayit, the Temple Mount. Arba'a al arba pinotav mitocho, four guarded at the corners of har habayit from within the walls. Chamisha al chamisha sha'arei ha'azara, five stood at the entrances to the azara. And four, arba'a al arba pinotav mibachutz, four stood at the corners from outside the wall. V'echad v'lishkat ha-korban, one stood in the lishkat ha-korban, v'echad v'lishkat ha-parochet, v'echad l'achorei beit ha-kapoet, which are, again, two places that will be elaborated upon later on. Rambam, in Hilchot Beit HaBchira, explains that the guarding in the Beit HaMikdash was not in order to keep the enemy away, rather it was to show respect and awe for the Beit HaMikdash. I think we can sort of give an analogy for that today when we think about Buckingham Palace, where the guards are not merely keeping enemy out and in charge of security, rather they are showing their respect and awe for the palace. This is Avishai Magensi, and we continue our study of Masechet Midot, the first chapter, second Mishnah. Ish ha-rabayit haya mechazer al kol mishmar u'mishmar. There was a man who was in charge of the guards on Harabait, and he used to go visiting the guards. Va'avukot dolkim lefanav, and he had torches in his hands. B'chol mishmar she'ino omed, and all guards who did not stand when he got near, omer lo ish ha-rabayit, the man used to say to him, Shalom Alecha, hello. Nikar shu yashen, if it was apparent that the person was sleeping because he did not get up, chovto b'maklo, the man used to hit him with his staff. U'reshut haya lo lisrof et ksuto, and the man had the authority to burn the clothes of the guard. Tiferet Yisrael explains that this was regarding only the Levim, but regarding the Kohen, the man did not have this authority because there is a special commandment to give respect to the Kohanim. The Mishnah continues, Behem umrim, ma kol ba'azara. The other guards used to say, what is this noise that we hear from the Azara? Which was basically a rhetorical question, and they answer, Kol ben Levi loke ubgadav nisrafim. It is the voice of a Levi who is being hit, and his clothes are being burned. Sheyashen lo al mishpoto, for he has slept during his guard. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, Pam achat matzu et achi ima yashen, vesrafu et kesuto. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov testifies that once his cousin from his mother's side was found asleep and his clothes were burnt. Rav Kehati explains that Rabbi Eliezer here is the first Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov who lived during the time of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol.